Hi everyone, good morning. Can I add my welcome to Craig's? I'm Andy, if you don't know me, I'm the minister, and it's lovely to be here with you. And a little later this morning, we're going to be thinking about this question, what's wrong with the world? Now, usually at this point, I'd ask you to have a think and then shout out answers to me, but we can't do that at the moment. So just have a think, and then I'm going to give you some ideas that came to me, okay? So I wonder what you would say, what's wrong with the world? Just have a think for a moment, and then I'll tell you what I thought. What's wrong with the world? Well, Mark, if you put the first picture up on screen for us, I thought one answer that we might all say is, well, the virus, coronavirus, that's what's wrong with the world at the moment, isn't it? We're all affected by that in lots of different ways, and we hate it and we can't wait for it to be over. So maybe lots of people would say, the virus is what's wrong with the world. Let's put up the next picture on screen. Maybe if you've been back at school for the past few weeks, maybe there's someone in your school who's mean to you, and maybe you would say that bullies are what's wrong with the world. And you know, sometimes grown-ups can be bullied as well. So maybe some people would say, bullies, that's what's wrong with the world. Well, let's have the next picture up on screen. Maybe we'd say, well, what's wrong with the world? Well, leaders of the whole world who maybe we don't like very much, maybe they're making decisions that we don't like, that we don't think are very good. Maybe it's them that's wrong with the world. Leaders, you've got, I've just put some pictures up there of President Trump from America and President Putin from Russia. Maybe we'd say that's what's wrong with the world. But do you know, and we're going to look at a part of the Bible later, from Genesis chapter 3, when the Bible gives us the answer, what's wrong with the world, do you know what the Bible says? It says that it's us. You and me, we're what's wrong with the world. The Bible says that we've disobeyed God's word, we've sinned against him, and that's what's wrong with the world. And this morning we're going to see how that happened. We're continuing to go through the first part of the book of Genesis, and we're going to see how that happened. And we're also going to hear what wonderful good news the Bible has to tell us. I'm going to hand back to Craig.
We're going to hear more about what's wrong with the world, that answer that question in a little bit from Andy. Our next song, it celebrates what God has done to fix it, and that Jesus came from heaven to earth to save all who believe and follow him through his death and resurrection. So please stand as we listen to Lord, I Lift Your Name on High.
Today's reading is taken from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 13, and it's taken from the International Children's Bible, so the words will be coming up on screen. Now the snake was the most clever of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day, the snake spoke to the woman. He said, "Did God really say that you must not eat fruit from any tree in the garden?" The woman answered the snake, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God told us you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not even touch it, or you will die." But the snake said to the woman, "You will not die. God knows that if you eat the fruit from that tree, you will learn about good and evil. Then you will be like God." The woman saw that the tree was beautiful. She saw that its fruit was good to eat and that it would make her wise. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some of the fruit to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then it was as if the man's and the woman's eyes were opened. They realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made something to cover themselves. Then they heard the Lord God walking in the garden. This was during the cool part of the day. And the man and his wife hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord called to the man. The Lord said, "Where are you?" The man answered, "I heard you walking in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." God said to the man, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat fruit from that tree? I commanded you not to eat fruit from that tree." The man said, "You gave this woman to me. She gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Emily, thanks very much for reading that for us. And like I said earlier, we're thinking about this question, what's wrong with the world? And like I said, when the Bible answers that question, the Bible says we are. We're what's wrong with the world because we've disobeyed God. We've disobeyed his word. And this morning, as we think about that Bible passage, we're going to think about how it happened. So here's the first part of our passage up on the screen. It says this. Now we've got Adam and Eve. We've been reading about this over the past few weeks. Adam and Eve are in the Garden of Eden with God. And then it says this, verse 1. Now the snake was the most clever of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. The Bible later tells us that the snake is Satan, God's great enemy. Now that verse there tells us that the snake is weaker than God because the Lord God made him, but he's very bad and he's very, very clever. Let's go to the next part of the verse, verse 1. It says, one day the snake spoke to the woman. He said, "Did God really say that you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Now, I've got a question for you, for children, and for the grown-ups as well. I've got a question for you. Did God really say that? Did God say to Adam and Eve that they couldn't eat from any tree in the garden? Now, shake your head or nod your head. What's the answer? Did God really say that? You're right. Well done. God didn't say that. God had said, "You may eat the fruits from any tree in the garden." And it was a huge and beautiful garden. It might have taken hours to walk across this garden, maybe even days to walk across this garden. And there was only one tree that they couldn't eat from. But you see, Satan is very clever. Satan is changing God's words. He wants Eve to think that God isn't good. It's a terrible lie. God is not good. Because really, God is very good. Let me just remind you for a moment how good God is. Imagine Adam and Eve in this beautiful garden, the Garden of Eden, okay? I'm going to show you some things to remind you how good God is in this, God has been to Adam and Eve. So here we have some suntan lotion. Adam and Eve were living in a very beautiful part of the world. They would have needed suntan lotion, very beautiful weather. It was gorgeous for them living there. Here's some delicious fruits. Adam and Eve had wonderful fruit trees to eat from all around the garden. They could eat from any of the trees in the garden, just except not one. God is very good to them. In fact, Adam and Eve, really, they're living the good life in the garden, aren't they? It's like they've got wonderful food and drink. They're having a wonderful time in the garden. God is very good to them. What a wonderful place to live. There are beautiful animals and wonderful birds and wonderful trees and plants. There was no illness. There was no death. Just a huge, wonderful garden to explore. There would have been waterfalls and lakes and caves and diamonds and gold. It would have been amazing. It's paradise. God is very good. But Satan wants Eve to think that God is not good. And how does he do it? He attacks God's word. He says, "Did God really say that you mustn't eat fruit from any tree in the garden?" He attacks God's word. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 2. The woman answered the snake, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God told us you mustn't eat fruit from the tree that's in the middle of the garden. You mustn't even touch it or you'll die." Now, do you know that God had never said you mustn't touch that fruit? He just said, don't eat it. But Eve is starting to think that God is less good than he is. It's Satan's lie. God is not good. And then Satan tells another lie. Let's go to the next verse, verse 4. But the snake said to the woman, "You will not die." Satan is telling another terrible lie. He's saying you won't die if you disobey God. But God had said that they would die if they disobey him. It's another terrible lie. Satan is saying if you sin, God won't punish you. You won't die. But it is a lie, and it's a terrible thing to say. Imagine if I gave this bottle to one of you children here. Do you know what this is? This is bleach. This is bleach, thick bleach. And there's a sign on the back saying, "Danger, keep out of reach of children." If I gave this to one of you children and told you to drink it, and you said, "Well, will that be bad for me?" And I said, "No, you won't die if you drink this." That would be a terrible thing to say, because you would. If you were to drink from this bottle, you would die. How terrible to lie about that. But that's what Satan is doing here to Eve. He's lying to her and saying, "You won't die." And then Satan gives Eve a reason to eat the fruit. Let's go to the next verse. If you can read, you can follow along on the screen. Satan says, "God knows that if you eat the fruits from that tree, you'll learn about good and evil. And then you'll be like God." Now, this is a very clever lie, because it's half true. If they eat the fruit, in a way, they will learn about good and evil, and they will become a bit like God. In fact, God says at the end of chapter 3, "Look, the man has become like one of us. He knows good and evil." But do you know that Satan is tricking Eve once again? It's only half true. God can know all about good and evil without being hurt by it. But Adam and Eve can't. They will be hurt by it. God can know all about good and evil without being made dirty by it. But Adam and Eve can't. They will be made dirty by it. And they'll be guilty. And they'll deserve punishment. And they'll deserve to die. Satan hates Adam and Eve, and he hates God, and he's trying to get Adam and Eve killed. And do you know that Jesus, much later on, he once said this about Satan. He said that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. And he said Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And so Satan here is tricking Eve. He promises power, but he knows it'll bring death. And how does he trick her? Well, up on screen, Satan attacks God's word. It's a little bit like this. Can you see what I've got here? I've got God's word. Can you see that there? This is God's word. And what Satan does is he attacks God's word. So let me get my pen. It's like this. He says, "Oh, here's God's word, and I'm going to try and attack God's word. So I'm going to make people think, oh yes, I'm going to make them think all about that bit there, and I'm going to make them think all about that bit there, but I'm going to make them ignore this bit. I don't want them to read that bit, and I definitely don't want them to read that bit. And now they're going to think that God's not good. Isn't that brilliant? But also, this bit here is awful. I've got to take this bit out," says Satan. "So I'm gonna take that bit out, and then no one will believe that bit." Can you see what Satan's doing? Can you see how he works? He attacks God's word. And he's been doing the same thing ever since. Satan loves to spread the lie that God isn't good. God won't punish sin. Satan loves to spread that lie. And so he attacks God's word. Let me ask you a question just for a moment. Just think about this. Do you think that God is good? I imagine that maybe one or two people here this morning think, no, I don't think God is good. Probably most of us here would say, yes, I think that God is good. But we don't think that all the time, do we? Now, Satan loves it when we think that God is not good. He loves it when we think that. But it's a terrible lie. Now, the truth is that God will punish sin, and you and I are all sinners. But the Bible gives us wonderful news. It says that God is good. It says that God is so good that he so loved the world that he gave his Son to die instead of us, even though we're sinful and he isn't. God is very good. And in fact, we're going to sing about that now. So the musicians are going to come to the front, and we're going to sing about how good God is. And Becky's going to do some actions for us. So children, if you watch Becky, you can follow along doing the actions. Grown-ups, you can join in if you want to, but you don't have to. And so let's sing about how good God is. Brilliant. Well done, everyone. Please take your seats. I think I told you to sing that. Did I tell you to sing that? I shouldn't have told you to sing that. We should have been listening to that. I'm sorry about that. Thank you, musicians, taking your seat. That's wonderful. Now, remember, we're asking the question, what's wrong with the world? And we're getting the answer, actually, you and I are what's wrong with the world because we disobey God's word. We've just seen that Satan attacks God's word. And what we're going to see now up on screen is that sin ruins relationships. And children, do you know what a relationship is? It's like a friendship. Sin ruins friendships. Well, let's see what happens next. Let me read again from our Bible passage, verse 6. It says, "The woman saw that the tree was beautiful. She saw that its fruit was good to eat, and that it would make her wise. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. She also gave some of the fruit to her husband who was with her, and he ate it." Can you see the picture of them doing that there up on screen? Now think about that for a moment. Adam and Eve listened to Satan rather than to God. Adam and Eve trust Satan rather than trusting God. Isn't that terrible? Now, let me ask you a question. So children especially, but grown-ups, you can join in as well. Let me ask you a question. Has God been good to Adam and Eve? Shake your head or nod your head. Has God been good to Adam and Eve? He has, hasn't he? He's been brilliant to Adam and Eve. They're in a beautiful garden. They're surrounded by wonderful animals and plants. They've got each other. It's wonderful. There's lots of food. It's beautiful. But they're sinful, and so are we. And they choose to listen to the snake rather than the Lord who loves them. And their relationships are turned upside down. So it should have been like this. If you look at my hand for a moment, the order should have been like this. You've got God here ruling everything. Then you've got Adam and Eve ruling under God. And then you've got all the animals in the world down here. But their sin turns everything upside down. It should have been God speaking, Adam and Eve listening to God, with Adam taking a loving lead in marriage, and then them ruling over the animals. But this is what happens now. Sin turns everything upside down. So now it's like this. Now we have one of the animals, the snake, speaking. And Adam and Eve listen to him. And now Eve takes the lead in marriage, and Adam just shrugs and lets it all happen. And God, well, God is down here, completely ignored. Sin ruins relationships. Let's have a look at the next verse, verse 7. It says, "Then it was as if the man's and the woman's eyes were opened. They realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and they made something to cover themselves." So sin ruins relationships. Sin now ruins Adam and Eve's relationship. They used to be perfectly in love, but now sin has come. And Adam and Eve are now afraid of how they might hurt each other. And they want protection. They feel naked. They're afraid. And so they sew underwear out of leaves. Can you imagine wearing underwear out of leaves? It'd be very uncomfortable. And it's a little bit like this. Here's Adam and Eve and their loving relationship. But sin ruins relationships. Sin ruins relationships. Let's have a look at the next verse, verses 8, 9, and 10. It says, "Then they heard the Lord God walking in the garden. This was during the cool part of the day. And the man and his wife hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord God called to the man. The Lord said, 'Where are you?' The man answered, 'I heard you walking in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.'" So not only has Adam and Eve's relationship been ruined, but now their relationship with God has been ruined as well. They used to have a perfect friendship with him. They used to love him deeply, and God loved them deeply. But now they're afraid of him, and they're hiding from him. Verse 11, God said to the man, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat fruit from that tree? I commanded you not to eat from that tree." The man said, "You gave this woman to me. She gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?" And she answered, "The snake tricked me, so I ate the fruit." You can see the picture there. Now, actually, we all find it very hard to admit when we've done wrong. Have you noticed that? And the Lord said to Adam and Eve, "Did you eat fruit from that tree? I commanded you not to eat from that tree." And what Adam should have said is this. He should have said, "I did, Lord. And I failed to stop Eve doing it too. I've sinned. Please forgive me." But he doesn't say that, does he? Instead, Adam says, "It was her fault, and it was kind of your fault too." And Eve should have said, "I've sinned too, please forgive me." But instead, Eve says, "It was his fault," and she points at the snake. And it's the old joke. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the snake, and the snake didn't have a leg to stand on. But it's actually very sad. Their perfect relationship with God has been ruined. And they've sinned against God. And now they're afraid of God. And they're hiding from God. And it's like this. Here's Adam and Eve's perfect relationship with God. They loved him and he loved them. But sin ruins relationships. And so their perfect relationship with God has been ruined, just like our relationship with God has been ruined as well by our sin. And actually, it gets worse. We'll find out more next Sunday. Adam and Eve have to leave the garden, and they're going to die because of their sin. And the Bible later tells us that there will be punishment after death because of sin. It was a terrible day. Sin ruins relationships. Now, you and I know that. We know that we're living in a world where relationships have gone wrong, and we try our best to patch things up, don't we? We reach for the sellotape. We try our best. Maybe if we're having a tough time in our relationship with our boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, maybe we reach for help. Maybe we go for marriage counselling or something like that. And in our relationship with God, we think, oh, I know, a bit of religion, that'll help. And we it's like we reach for the sellotape. And we put the tape on, and we try and sort of tape it up a little bit like that. We think a bit of religion, that'll help, or a bit of Bible, maybe a bit of prayer, going along to church a little bit, that'll help. And we try and patch up our relationship with God, don't we? But of course, it doesn't work. Religion can't get us back into a friendship with God, and we're left with this tattered, broken relationship. But there is hope. Because you see, God sent someone who can mend that relationship. God sent his Son. And like we were singing earlier, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. And Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He took the death and the punishment that we deserve. And if we trust in him, if we turn to him as our King, he can mend that broken relationship. So that instead of, let me get this the right way around. Instead of this situation with a broken relationship, and instead of this situation here where we're just trying to tape things up with a bit of religion and a bit of Bible and a bit of prayer, now, if we trust in Jesus, if we come to him, then it's like this. And he gives us a perfect new relationship with God. And it's better than it ever has been. And it'll last forever. Isn't that wonderful good news? Isn't God good? Satan tries to whisper in our ears that he's not good, but he is. He sent his Son to die on the cross so that we can be friends with God forever. Have you come to Jesus? If you haven't, I hope you will. It's the best news you'll ever hear. And if you have, well, be reminded this morning just how good God is. He loves you, and he sent his Son to save you. Let me lead us in a prayer. Lord God, we pray that you would help us not to believe Satan's lie. Help us to believe that you are good and that you've sent your Son to save us from sin. Amen.